Getting kids to eat healthy at school is a challenge in many countries around the globe. We've reported this week on India's school lunch program and its social benefits. Now let's look at efforts here in the U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama recently challenged young chefs to come up with recipes to promote healthier school lunches. And one of the winning recipes comes from Kinan Dawi, an Arab-American student from Rhode Island. His dish will be among those prepared by White House chefs tomorrow for a kids' state dinner. Kinan, what's your recipe called?
My recipe is called Mediterranean Kebab Wrap with cilantro tabbouleh.
Sounds good. So you're 12 years old.
Yeah.
Tell us what's in the kebab wraps.
The kebab wrap, I made a kebab out of some turkey. It's usually made with either some lamb or some ground beef. But because ground beef and lamb aren't that healthy for your heart, I decided to use some turkey instead because it's healthier. But turkey kind of has a bland flavor to it. So I had to mix it up in different bowls in order to be able to come up with one that tasted right. And I chopped up some onions and I threw in some parsley too.
You also made a salad to go with it that features cilantro. Tell us about that.
Well, tabbouleh is usually made with parsley, but I had run out of parsley making the kebabs because I made so many kebabs to try which one tasted the best. So we had some cilantro on hand and I decided to use that. And I actually like it better than with the parsley.
Kinan, why did you choose a Middle Eastern recipe?
Well, my grandmother's side of the family is Middle Eastern, and I've grown up with that kind of cooking my entire life. And it's healthy, it's tasty, I just really enjoy cooking it and enjoy eating it.
It sounds like you really know your way around the kitchen. How long have you been cooking?
Since I've been very little, I really liked cooking for ages, and now I've gotten more complex with what I've been doing.
Who are your big cooking influences?
My big cooking influences is definitely my mom and my grandmother. Gordon Ramsay as well.
Wow. You're going to be having lunch with the First Lady, Michelle Obama. How excited are you about that?
I'm amazed to be able to. The shock, I think, before the shock had not hit me, but now that we're actually in D.C., it's really hitting me. I can't believe it. Tomorrow's lunch.
So, Kinan, did I read this properly? You wrote this recipe, you sent it to the White House, and then you lost your own version of the recipe, so you don't even have it anymore?
No, I don't have it anymore. I know the spices that go in it. But I don't know the exact measurements. It's a special blend. I use Assyrian pepper, which is a special blend of different spices.
So what is Syrian pepper? What does it taste like?
I can't really describe how it makes the food taste. It just makes it taste excellent. I can't even describe the flavor.
Do you have a design to be a chef?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not sure if it's going to be my full career in the future, but it's definitely going to be part of my future a lot.
Congratulations on winning the First Lady's Healthy Lunchtime Challenge. I bet you you may have your own Food Network show one of these days.
Thank you very much. That would be awesome to have my own show.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
By the way, Kinan did manage to find his recipe for Mediterranean kebab wraps with cilantro tabbouleh. You can find it at PRI.org.